943,000 jobs added back into the U.S. economy, unemployment rate falling to 5.4%. We want to bring in Rick Newman for this week's Bidenomics report. And Rick, employers hiring at a pretty quick pace, it looks like, if you take a look at that big headline number that we got. What does this mean, though, for the labor shortage? Does it mean that some of the pressure that we've seen there is easing just a bit?
I think it is easing. It's just 1 month, and we have to see this trend persist for several more months, I think. But we're beginning to see signs of it. First of all, let's look at the leisure and hospitality industry. This is restaurants and hotels, hardest hit by the pandemic. And this is one area where there are a lot of jobs that cannot be filled. This industry actually has the highest rate of job openings based on employment in that industry. And this led hiring in July, 380,000 new jobs in this sector. So that tells you that the hiring is happening where there are the most open jobs. And another good indicator is that pay is up about 9% year over year in this industry. And that is not one of these statistical flukes where pay fell by so much that it looks like it's up by a lot, but it's not really. It actually is up by a lot. And if you look at pay levels before the pandemic, you still get about a 9% boost in pay. So that is one sign. It could be kind of subtle, but it's one sign that employers are starting to offer higher pay to get people to come on the payroll, and that it's actually working. The workers are showing up.
The political side of this, though, because that's what you do so well, does the current administration get, a benefit from the increases? Do the workers getting that money attribute it to the people in power, or do they look elsewhere?
Right. One of the obvious criticisms of President Biden that as he signed the American Rescue Plan in March, and that included this extension of federal jobless aid, $300 a week for people who remain unemployed. And literally every state with a Republican governor has blocked citizens in those states from getting that extra $300 for the rest of the summer. Now, that is supposed to expire in early September. So it has effectively expired in Republican-led states, and it's going to expire everywhere in early September. And that if that is a reason that people are not going to look for these jobs that are open, well, that's going to be out of the way by the fall. So that should not be an issue. A couple of other trends that favor Biden are kids going back to school. We know another reason that some workers are staying home is their parents, and they just have to take care of kids who have been doing remote learning. There are a couple other factors, but there's good reason to think that these factors in general will start to dissipate through the end of the year. And I think there's a good chance that by, let's say, January, February of 2022, labor shortages are not going to really be much of a story, at least not much any more of a story than they were before the pandemic. So that would be good news for Biden. That would remove one criticism Republicans have. There are others. Inflation would be a big one, but that would be good news for Biden for sure in 2022.
All right, Rick Newman with this week's Bidenomics Report. Rick, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.